Welcome back to the Discomfort Inn. Today we're talking about amusement parks. They're supposed to be fun, but they usually are full of shit that makes you go nuts. With me, as always, is Stash Makita.
Hello.
Being warm. Like, literally right before it started, you were chatting, we were talking. I thought I got you in a good enough mood. That was all. I talked to you about things you hated. I tried to get you in a good mood. And then I'm like, hey. And you're like, hello. Like, we haven't spoken ever.
I thought I was going to say hi, and then you were going to introduce our guest, but...
Don't predict what's going to happen. I know the guest will say more than that. I'm not worried about that. I'm more worried about you. We've been doing this show for a little while, and you've gotten more uncomfortable throughout the show every time. I thought because we did no guests for a while that a guest would make you more comfortable. It didn't, because you had a buffer in between seats, and you were thinking he didn't have to sit near you, but he moved the bag, and now you're uncomfortable.
Yeah, I thought it would be a great trick. It's the second time a guest has plowed right through it, but I put my stuff on the chair next to me, so they'll go one over, and then every time they just move my bag.
Can I give you a bit of advice?
Yeah.
Next time, move the chair. I won't care. Take the chair away. Put it in my living room.
Next time I'll put my feet up on the chair.
People will ask you to move your feet. I would sit on your feet just to do that. I would sit in your lap if there was no other chair. Move the chair.
Where?
Put it in my living room.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Throw it outside. I don't care. But get rid of the chair so then they can't. They'll probably move the chair over to be closer to you.
That would be hysterical, though.
That'd be hysterical. And I'm going to tell other people when they come in, I'll message them and say, hey, when you get there, just move the chair over.
That'd be worth
it. Stash acts weird, but he loves closeness. I think we might do one episode that's just called Stash, where we just do what's uncomfortable. We can get people on here, like Cow White, people like that, and just talk about what makes Stash uncomfortable about Stash and what makes us uncomfortable about Stash.
Oh, man, Cow White would kill it on that. He's got a lot of grievances.
We'll talk to him. We'll do that one, definitely. So, no guest this week. No, I'm kidding. Andrew Cross was here with us. Andrew, you know how to say hello to people. I'll let you do that.
I think I know how to say hello to people.
Already said more words than Stosh, and you're not on the show.
Andrew, oh boy, Carlstrom.
Which, by the way, Frank Morgallo believes that is your real name.
It is?
Your middle name is oh boy.
It's
legal. Well, legally, your middle name is oh boy.
No, not legally. Yeah,
yes.
It's not a fake name, though.
It is a fake name. It's not oh boy.
Yeah, if it's
my,
not on
my
your...
mother's maiden name is oh boy. O B O Y.
But you don't get to have her.
Oh, that's
maiden
not a
name.
Goofy. I thought it was some dumb wordplay.
No, yeah, it's not.
But you don't get to have her maiden name.
I can if I want.
Yeah, I can say I'm a lady. I know it's 2019, but you're not an oh boy, and I'm not a lady. I'm sorry. You can't identify as an oh boy if you're not an oh boy. That's not what it is. My mom's maiden name is Carol. I can't just be Patrick James Carroll Oates. I can just keep adding shit in.
Sure you can.
Why?
Why not?
What are you doing? Stosh, what's your made up name? Oh, your made up name is Stosh.
Yeah, I was going to try and say my mother's maiden name, but I don't remember what it was.
But you're, because Stosh's real name isn't Stosh. I'm the only one here not living a lie. I like that. Which is good. But we're going to talk about amusement parks. Andrew, this was your suggestion. First of all, Andrew took me up on the thing I say every week. Hey, if anyone wants to be on the podcast or has an idea, hit me up. So Saturday, you were like, after the weird show that we all fucking did together, where I'm surprised the topic this week wasn't Judaism, because that could have been what made us uncomfortable. Even Stosh is Jewish. That was a very uncomfortable show with all the Hasidics that were there. And
was great. I cornered one of them outside to ask them how they got there, because it was Saturday and they were there when the lights went down.
And I'm sure they loved being cornered by you. Asked, how did you get here?
No, he was.
That hasn't hurt them in history in the past.
He was.
How did you get here?
He was very uncomfortable talking to a stranger, but I thought he might be more progressive because he was smoking one of those big blocky vapes. So I was like, oh, clearly this guy's not too strict. Maybe he'll talk to me.
He's the cool Hasidic.
Yeah.
The cool Hasidic. I would watch that in a movie. I don't know what it's like, but just how. Yeah.
I'm going to make that my stage name.
How are you? But we... We're going to be talking. You had the suggestion because you were going to an amusement park.
Yep.
And which one did you go to? Six Flags?
Six Flags.
I have not been to amusement park in a couple years. I've always enjoyed it as a kid, the rides, but most everything else about it made me uncomfortable. What was one thing that when you went that made you feel awkward or uncomfortable?
I know a couple of people said this on the Facebook post, but honestly,
well, fuck that.
Just
we get to say it first.
The whole forced enjoyment thing, like. You're going to a place where you're corralled in and you pay lots of money and they're just expected to have fun no matter what. Well, and the whole atmosphere of it is just weird.
That used to bother me until I started doing comedy, because that's what the audience has. They're like, they've paid. We're like, oh, this is great. We're on a show.
Well, yeah, but we're the ones forcing them.
It's right. Different. So everyone didn't pay the money. And they're forced. And they're just like, I better like this because I spent money and this doesn't look good. I need you to talk a little closer to the mic so we don't capture all the gold. But yeah, forced. Anything where I'm forced to have a feeling makes me uncomfortable. Definitely if you go somewhere and they're like, this is going to be a good time, or everyone likes this, you're going to like this. And it's just like, I don't have to. I can go here and, like, I know it's called amusement, which that name is kind of fucked up. It could just be a place where I go and I can hate all the things if I want to. I should be allowed to go around. I'm more uncomfortable by the type of human that goes. I like to go, I know it's families and stuff, but there's a lot of people that aren't families and stuff. And it's just like.
Like me.
Well, no, but you didn't go alone.
No.
You went with friends and stuff like that. The man who goes alone, who will talk to you in line and say, have you ever done this ride? You're like, no. He's like, I've done it 6 times today. You don't have to stand in line.
Oh, man.
You just keep staring at folks and they'll let you in. Like, I don't like that.
The ride counters, dude. Those are the worst people.
Yeah.
They're just trying one up. Like, if you could tell them you've been on this ride 8 times that day, and they'll be like, I've been on it 9 in the past hour. It's like, yeah. No one cares, dude.
My kids are that way when it comes to, like, how early you woke up. I'll be like, they're like, Dad, when did you get up? I'm like, I got up at 7. They're like, well, I got up at 6, but I went back to sleep and then woke up at 8. Like, no, you didn't.
So you woke up at 8.
Yeah, you didn't. But they're like the ride counter. They're just lying. Like, how many times did you go on the ride? 4. I went on 12. Like, they just opened an hour ago. I thought you went on 12.
I wake up a million times a night to piss, but I don't tell people I woke up at 1 in the morning.
Well, you did, but you went back to sleep.
Yeah. So if they asked me what time I got up, I would say 6:30 a.m. when my alarm went off.
I like to ride every ride once. If I go, I experience each ride once. If there was something that was so great that I'm like, I got to do it again, I'll go, okay, before we leave, I'm doing that again. But usually it's not, because that second time you do it, most of the thrill of the rides there is that you don't do that thing. But then once you've done it, you're like, oh, I did it. You know what I mean? I like the thing where you spin around so fast that you're stuck against the wall like a sock in a dryer. That thing, and the floor pops down. I like that because I like to watch other people be uncomfortable as I'm on it. I like to watch them get sick. Or like the kid who's like, don't go upside down. And you know, you see one kid like, that fucker's going upside down. And the second it starts, he turns his body upside down. And you know he's going to land on his head because he's stupid. And then he does. And I love that.
If there's a really cool ride where there's like a bunch of loops or huge drops or something like that, I like to do it more than once, because the first time I'm super tense waiting for it, and then it ends up being incredibly fun and you have that adrenaline rush, and then I like to go through it again cleared of all that anxiety and enjoy it like that way too.
So you need one to get over it.
Yeah.
You don't know how to have any fun.
It's kind of like...
I'm loving what I'm learning about
it's
you.
Kinda like
you have to go to amusement park to get ready to go to amusement park.
It's like nights where I get to do comedy twice in the same night. The second set is always way more fun than me because my nerves have already gotten out of my system.
This is going to get a little dirty, but do you have to jerk off before you have sex?
No, I'd rather.
Because there are people that have to do that, and I found out in my life like that they have to get ready to get ready. I don't understand.
My sex drive is so low as it is at 40 years old that like if I jerk off, I just wouldn't want to have sex anymore. So,
we have a lot of episodes to do just on you. I'm learning this, but a lot of things make me uncomfortable from the very beginning. The parking is always a nightmare,
oh, God.
No matter what, because it's the system. There's no system. They can say what they want. You could put signs of things on posts. You don't know where you're going to park. Everything's a nightmare. The people that are there flagging you in weren't good enough to work at the amusement park. That's the reality of the situation. They wouldn't let them in. So like they couldn't be the creepy guy who runs the trick, you know, the scam fucking throw a ball, hit a clown, win a dumb thing.
Yeah.
They had to be out there telling you to go to B. Go to B. Like, I don't know where B is. B. Like,
yeah, they couldn't handle the responsibility of pressing a button to turn a ride on.
No.
So now their new job is pointing at empty space.
And they also couldn't handle the responsibility of like cleaning the grounds. Like,
yeah.
They're allowed inside. They're not allowed inside.
They're not even allowed close because the lots are always like a mile away.
A mile away. So far away. Because even if you get there early and park close, you're still walking a good 3 or 4 football fields before you get there.
Then they have the trams, which is a whole nother level, because like I was on the bus to the actual park from the parking lot on Sunday, and this group of like four threatening small children stood in front of me and just kind of like stared at me, expecting me to move over and make room for at least one of them. And I did. And they just squeeze in. People squeeze in like they're holding onto the bars. Yeah. Their armpits are all in your face and shit. It's just
weird what people will do for amusement and put themselves through. They'll get. It looks like they're like when you look at third world countries and they're all put on that one like in Africa when they all get on that one train that has no walls and they're all standing like on one piece of metal and it's a wheel going down a track and there's 100 of them standing on a thing that should hold four people and they're all just super close and they don't care and they stink. We'll do that to go ride a fucking carousel. It's very weird. Like, they'll come back, but everyone's like, no, we gotta get there fucking now. We gotta get on this thing, and we're pushing, and it's insane. What we're all, and everyone there is for the same purpose. It's not like if I'm there and you're like, I better beat you because I have more importance to be there. We're all gonna eat a corn dog and fucking ride a Ferris wheel. Like, it's insane. That's uncomfortable. I won't take that ride because I don't want to be squished in. If I'll walk the 100 fucking, whatever, 2 miles, whatever it is. I don't care and be sweaty when I get there. But unless they force you to, but then I'll wait until no one else is going to. If they start pushing me, I'm out. I don't want to. I can't go have fun when someone stinks. I can't. And someone's going to stink. And if I'm sitting there and someone has that ripe BO and I'm like, whoa, it's 9 a.m. Why are you ripe? Like, yeah, I get it coming back. 9 p.m., 11 p.m., there was fireworks. It was a big day. You swam, but that's not really swimming because it's a water park and you're just in other people's sweat and pee. And mm-hmm. then they're like trying to dry off by going up on a fucking roller coaster and it's hot on them and they've eaten weird foods and they've cried for some reason and then they're coming back and they stink. I get that. That's you won the day. Your body is crying, but that's the sweat and the stink. But when it's 9 a.m. and they already smell like a hobo's foot, like that's not, I can't do that. So yeah, I had to walk.
Fuck up your whole day.
All day.
You just remind me of one thing that does make me uncomfortable at the amusement park, which is when you have a friend who seems more interested in the water park aspect. Like if you go to Six Flags or something where they got all these crazy, loopy, high-ass rides, yeah. and they're just like, want to go on the water slide right away? It's like, why would I want to go on a fucking slide? These things were built by engineers to make you go upside down and drop 100 fucking feet. And now you want me to take my shirt off in front of strangers?
Well, Well, what do you feel better with? Getting wet early and then spending the rest of the day drying off, or being dry early and ending your day wet, but then going back in your car wet?
I don't want to walk around damp. I don't want to do the water park.
Oh, you don't like the water park?
Yeah, I don't want regular ass rides.
Oh, see, I like the water park part, but not as much as the other one. I like them both, but I plan it out. I make sure I look at the day. How long are we going to be here? What are we doing? We figure out as a group what we want to do the most, whatever. But I'd like to do the water in the middle. When fat fucks are having lunch, because fat fucks go to the water park a lot, but they also feed. So from 11:30 to 1 is when I water park it, because that's when they're going to graze the most and go over there, and that's when I can get in there and not deal with them being all peeing in there or eating a corn dog in the water or whatever it would be. So I would do early. You want to go to the ride that you want to hit the most. If it's like the most popular roller coaster or whatever it is,
yeah.
I'd rather go early and stand in that line, get out of the way, and then work my way to the water park ride, whatever, going that way until I get there. And then once I get there, I'll do the water park for like an hour and a half, but then make sure I plan time to dry off during the day because I don't want to go back in the car wet.
I have 3 goals at an amusement park. None of them are the water park. I want to go on something upside down. Right. I want to go on something with a huge drop.
Do you smile on a ride?
And then I want to eat fried dough.
Do you have a picture of you smiling on a ride? I see you smile. Yeah, I know you smile. But I imagine you just stone-facing, even upside down, just like, just like doing that.
I do have pictures of me on ride stone-facing. And inside, I'm super excited. It just doesn't express itself outside, really. When I get off, then I'm like smiling from ear to ear, like when all the endorphins kick in, yeah. and stuff.
Oh, if anyone knows smiling on the inside but not out is me. My other podcast, Battle to Sad, you named it, because everyone looks at me and goes, why are you so sad? But I'm fucking fired up. I have basset hound face. Can't help that. I know a lot of people commented. I know that not only on my page did it, but Andrew, on yours as well, they did it. So we're going to go to both and check that out. But Stash, you can see if the first person commented, if they said something different than we did.
The first one is one that hits very close to me. Comedian Brian Bowden says, waiting in line and ending up being too fat for the ride.
Brian Bowden is one of my closer friends in comedy, and I didn't realize he was a hack. And I wrote that on there, fucking hack joke, fuck you. Fat guy on a roller coaster, we get it. Dude, listen.
It's not a joke.
It's not awkward. You're fat. That's not awkward. You're
being,
not awkward. You know you're fat.
Being told you can't ride a ride is awkward.
But you listen, you've been told not to eat all the food, but you do it.
You still think you could fit that ride?
You can't.
Last year you were able to fit the ride, and you didn't think you gained that much weight.
You're delusional. It's a you just said scientists got together, architects to build a thing. The one thing they said was don't weigh more than the fucking ride. It's not for you. It's not for you. You're too big. I don't want to hear it. Oh, not so comfortable waiting in line the whole time and then being told I'm too fat. When you were in line, did you see anyone else girthy? No.
Yeah, there's tons of them.
They're not. They're on the back part
and you
eating,
always,
waiting for their kids and explaining to them why daddy can't have fun
you
with
always,
them.
You always look at the other people in the line, too, and you're like, no, I'm not as fat as that guy. I'm not as fat as that guy. And then you get up front and suddenly find out you're fatter than that guy.
You find out you were looking in the mirror the entire time. Boop, boop, boop. Fuck you. Fat people. And I don't want any of the fat people stuff. That's not uncomfortable. That makes me uncomfortable.
It is uncomfortable.
Because I'm standing behind you going, ah, motherfucker, someone tell this guy. And I'll tap him. And I'll go, hey. You know you're fat, right?
More uncomfortable than that is the when I was at Six Flags and it happened to me, the attendant, how nice he was trying to be,
yeah.
Which came off so condescending because he just kept going, no, the thing is, man, you're just too strong, bro. You must have been bench pressing or something. You're just too jacked. Your chest too big.
Right.
And it's like,
what's he supposed to do?
It's like, please stop saying this out loud in front of people. I'm on my way off the ride. Stop it.
No, first of all, that's not for you. The beginning part was for you. The rest of
get
it
off the ride.
Is for everyone else in line who might also go, oh, fuck, that guy can't go? I'm also that strong. So that's what he's doing. That second part, you're already out of the picture. He's making sure he doesn't have to deal with this again.
But at the same time, if your job...
Because he's high.
If
he
your
doesn't
job
want to
is
deal with that. You know he's high. He doesn't want to have to look at a fat guy and go, yo, you are so huge.
Here's my issue with that excuse.
Dude, you're strong.
This is my issue with that excuse. If you had the job of telling people they were too fat for a ride,
I would never quit that job.
I would want more fatties to try and come up so that I could tell more fatties they can't do the ride.
I wouldn't try
and scare them off.
Well, here's the problem. The problem is I'm guaranteeing that most people, not like you, there's two things that happen. Embarrassment and shame walking away, or more than likely, especially when it's the women, complaint. Running, going, then he's all of a sudden what he said was, hey, I'm sorry, you can't ride the ride. And they go, why not? And he has to go, you know,
yeah,
I don't know how
true.
To put this, whatever. So they run
they
and
go, might go
he
write
called
a blog.
Me fat, he said this, and all of a sudden he loses his job, which he just wants in the summer, and he has to, because he had, somebody was too fat, and it wasn't even his fault.
Headline,
what's he supposed to say?
Fat shamed at Six Flags.
Yeah.
If he loses the job, though, then you can have it.
He can have hashtag me goo. They wouldn't have to pay me. I would do it once a week.
I think the only thing you might enjoy more is being a flight attendant telling someone they need to buy another seat.
Yeah. Oh, I would just walk around with extra seatbelt. You need more seatbelt, sir?
I've literally been told I was too fat to ride a ride and know that shame and embarrassment, and I would sign up to do that job tomorrow.
Yeah, right. And tell them they're strong.
There's nothing a fat dude hates more than other fat people.
Yeah. You're fat. You know, at Comics Roadhouse, my buddy Mike Filotti, you know, I think you met Mike. Mike, on Saturdays, he helps out by watching the bull that they have there, the mechanical bull.
Yeah.
He has to be, he's the bull operator, and you can't be a certain weight to go on there. So the way they do it is if they can't get up on the bull on their own,
then
he goes there. He goes on there first on the little mat and shows them how to, like, jump up, like, using the mat as a spring.
Yeah.
While doing that, if he jumps on with them, and when they jump on the mat, it makes him move. He knows they're too fat. So he has to go, oh, hey, we just think it's a height requirement. That's what they kind of – but if you're a large guy – if you're a giant, like, tall guy, like, let's say, like, Ray Harrington or something, a large man – they understand. They get it. Okay, I understand. I'm too big for it anyway. It's the short, fat women that are like, what the hell, you know? So he has that fun
job. They wanted
to
do their sexy urban cowboy dance on the fucking thing, dude, and try and take home a drunk from the bar.
Oh, they are monstrous. It's great. They want to ride something just like them. It's like, finally, it's like something I can piggyback. All right. So thank you, Brian, for being a hack. Anyway.
Laurelyn Bennett says the heat, which I don't know. You're going to an amusement park in the summertime.
First of all, I've been there when it's cold. I've been in the fall. It's rainy. That's just outside. No, I guess what she means, if you're already at an amusement park, there usually isn't a lot of shade. It's outside for the most part, everywhere you go.
Yeah.
In lines, usually there's some shade. That's about it, because they have all the little coverings, and you have to go through that weird-ass labyrinth to get through wherever you're going. But yeah, there's never anywhere to go sit down, because if everyone tries to eat at the same places, and there's little fucking umbrellas. So I get the heat can be exhausting on you. What I hate is the awkward, what makes me feel uncomfortable is that when you get that hot and you're thirsty as fuck, it's going to cost you $12 to have a half a cup of water just to get refreshed again, because you're not going to go drink out of the water fountain with all the people that are standing in that line, because that line looks just like the same line as trying to get into the country that Trump's trying to stop. You don't want to be in that water line. So it's like, but I'm uncomfortable because it's so hot and you can't hydrate because you can't bring in your own shit. And I just drink water. I don't want to pay $12 for fucking water that doesn't even say Poland Spring. It says, like, from here.
No, it's always like Arcadia Hills or something like that. Like, what are you talking about, dude?
Seventh Flag water. Really? Yeah, it's from your toilet.
Mountain runoff.
I would buy that as a perfume, not as a water.
Imitation spring water.
All right. So you want to read one of yours there, Andrew?
Yeah, I've got one from a friend of mine, Amy. She said, there is not one single part of that park that hasn't been touched by someone who doesn't wash their hands after they use the restroom.
Yeah, 100%. The germs there are flying. Because most of that, I'll guarantee you, most of that kind of trash that's there thinks, I went in the water, I'm clean. That's what they think.
Yeah.
Or some of them think, I sweated it off. They think they can sweat off germs. Just think about, even if you're talking about your upside down ride, okay? You're on your upside down ride. You're able to get in because you've lost weight now. You're not too strong. You're weak now. So you get in
lost
the ride.
A lot of muscle this past year.
Oh, man. Deterioration. It's terrible. So the harness goes over you, and on that harness, when it's over you, usually it's the thing with the metal bar. Sometimes it's a seatbelt, but let's say it's the metal bar that comes over and it locks down. What do we all do when we're getting ready to go up and it's going to spin around? We all put our hands on that metal bar. People have been eating, doing whatever. They've been wiping it on their pants, but their pants also has the other eating and wiping before. Your back, your hands are on that. You're sweating. You're gross, whatever. You're screaming. You're sweating more. You're freaking out, all that. Every bar is doing that. It goes up. No one walks by. It's not like a gym. They're not walking by and wiping it down, the bar. So the next person comes over. Their hands are on that. Everyone's going, and you're going back and eating. It's just a cesspool. Like the amount of diseases there should be like a plane that flies over amusement parks and drops relief bag rice and like medicines like a third world country just to stop it all. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Gross. Everything in that place. And there's never fucking paper towels in the bathroom. There might be like one dryer. Soap? No. No one's refilling that soap. They'll do now. They'll have the containers like that says like Purell whatever, but you don't know what they're putting in there. And usually it's dry anyway.
This is going to be a weird take, but I don't really have the ability to be made uncomfortable by germs because you can't see germs. Like, there's so many things right in my face I can see that are making me uncomfortable at all times that germs don't bother me at all.
So
just
why
don't
are
have
you
the
uncomfortable
mental
by someone sitting next to you? Because I'm uncomfortable with someone sitting next to me because they might have germs.
I just like a buffer space. I can feel someone's,
like folks.
I can feel someone's presence next to me, and it makes me uncomfortable. Makes my skin like feel like I've got ants on me.
But you don't mind actual germs or ants on you?
No, I hate actual ants. I can see those. Germs, though, I'm good with. Like, I don't even put paper down on a public toilet seat when I use it. I don't
always do that, but when it's at an amusement park, first of all, I'm probably not going to poop. There would have to be something that really went down. Like, something bad would have to happen for me to take a shit in an amusement park. I try not even to go to the bathroom. I try to go right before we go. I go to the bathroom, and I'm like, try to pace it. I mean, you're there a long time. It's tough. But I try not to go to the bathroom. I don't want my pants down there.
Nope.
Even I know you're inside, but I don't want it to be my pants down anywhere in the amusement park.
You don't know what kind of airborne pathogens are all over that
or
place.
Or what kind of creeps are in the fucking stalls. I just don't want someone to see my balls.
Someone just slides open like one of those peepholes in a door.
It's called a glory hole.
Well, no, that's the glory hole's below it. That's so you can
There's
see through.
There's makes me uncomfortable at the amusement park. Glory Not holes? Enough glory holes, dude. That would be the best ride. I would wait in line for that, dude.
The worst part is when the guy looks in with his eye and just goes... You're getting strong. It's like, go back to your ride. Go back to your ride.
If you get told you're too fat for the glory hole, dude, you really need to turn your life around.
No, you don't. You're fucking killing it. If you can't fit in the glory hole, that's some girth. Anyway,
that's true.
You're thinking you're too fat to service the glory
like
hole.
Like your belly is up against the wall, so you can't get your dick.
Oh, because you're fat. You're so fat, space. You can't insert.
Yeah.
Well, you've got to learn some, like, tantric moves. You could definitely stretch
around. I feel like
I thought you meant someone looked in the hole and said your face was too fat to be on my dick.
That would also be hysterical.
Sorry, sir. You can't ride this ride.
It's like one of those things, like, you know how like a lot of like younger people are really obsessed with ladies with huge asses or whatever.
I hate it.
And I don't mind looking at them, but sometimes I look at them and I think about the physics of it and I'm like, I don't think I have enough penis to get past all that beef. There's like these two hocks there.
That's what makes him uncomfortable about amusement parks.
I don't have enough penis to get past all the beef. You just made... I never want to have sex again in my life. That was the worst. I couldn't imagine some guy saying that. Yo, girl, I want to put all this penis inside your beef.
No,
I want to hear your sex talk. I do.
That's the actual phrase I would use. Just like, I'm sorry, ma'am, but I don't think I have enough penis to get past all that beef.
Pardon me, ma'am.
Excuse me, madam, but I don't believe I have enough penis to get past that beef.
I would like to partake in delivering you some penis.
Your hocks are too ample.
The hocks of ham. All right, Sash, read another there gem.
Let's see. This one you already covered, but I do like the way this sentence sounds. Marcelino Moose Hill says, sitting next to someone on a ride that smells like a camel.
Well, does he mean that? I don't know if he's being racist. I'm going to say he's not being racist, but he's known to be racist. But I'm going to say that he means, because at some of these amusement parks, the smaller ones, like Carnival, because you'll see in there a couple people did say things, and someone else like, I think you mean carnival. When I thought amusement park, when I saw amusement park, I did also think carnivals, festivals, anything with rides. I was kind of thinking you could all put it all together. It didn't have to be a giant amusement park. So in that case, what's at those things? There's all these camel rides, an elephant ride. You can ride on those things. I thought he meant someone rode on a camel and then was sitting there with camel stink. But he might be saying they're Middle Eastern, and if he's doing that, no thank you, Marcelino.
I think he just means somebody who hasn't showered. But that,
don't know what a camel smells
if
like.
If this was about carnivals...
I'm sure it's not good. Or camel cigarettes, maybe.
Yeah, I think if this was about carnivals, it would just be us listing everything at a carnival, because there's not one thing at a carnival outside of fried dough that makes me not uncomfortable, you know?
Even that fried dough makes me uncomfortable. I like the taste of fried dough, but the whole thought, it's just pushed down dough. And those people in that booth, talking about not washing your hands, those aren't even trained cooks. Those are just someone's mom.
You're lucky if they have hands to wash.
Yeah, they're just that's why they're bumpy. It's like they use their chin or their nubs, and they're just like nubbing it up.
I don't know what kind of ooze is in the oil either.
It's just ooze. It's just ooze.
Just an armless gal ripping it out of the boiling oil with her teeth.
Pardon me, armless gal. Fried dough. I would love to partake my penis into your beef, armless gal. Into your beef. Get out of here. All right, yeah, thank you for that one, Marcelino. You got another one? Not you, Andrew. We'll go back and forth.
Apparently, a lot of my friends are actually afraid of dying or other people dying on roller coasters, which, I mean, I guess it happens, but I don't...
I can see if there are people that have fears that overtake them. Now, if someone has a fear of danger and death, and A, they shouldn't be going to amusement parks. For the most part, you would think you wouldn't go. But I know why certain people won't go on roller coasters, because they're afraid of it. And, of course, the news never says, another fun day at Six Flags. The only time amusement park's ever on the news is when someone does get their head lopped off or something like that. I know two different comedians that have great bits about that. Daniel Tosh has a tremendous bit about the person that they got their like their head lopped off at a thing. And Shane Moss has another one, too, saying, you know, if you're in line, and imagine like you go to a roller coaster and you go there and your feet get lopped off by hitting a thing. He's like, what a terrible day for all the people waiting in line.
Yeah, it's funny that you brought that up, because we were on line to go on Superman at Six Flags, and we got right up to the chain. They shut it. It ran through, and then they came out and were just like, everybody's got to go. Everybody's got to go.
Oh, no.
And I was like, well, what the hell? Is it broken? And they were like, no, everyone's got to go. And then as we're walking out, we like hear them talk, like people coming in, other employees talking about like, oh, there's just blood everywhere. Like,
oh, no.
I have no idea what happened. I don't think anyone was killed.
But you heard blood. So that,
there was blood on the ride, though.
Yeah, there you go. Because I've done it before, and I've seen, I wasn't in the line, but I've seen people saying, don't go in that line. Some kid fucking puked all over the whole thing, and they got to hose it down. And like, and you know they're not hosing it well. You know what I mean? They're literally just hosing it, and it's there's no ventilation or drains on the bottom.
It's just pushing puke around.
Your feet are just in that goo.
It's making more of an area that it's covering.
Yeah, you're just standing in corn dog soup.
Thank you for making it worse.
The best amusement park puke that I ever saw. You remember that old ride, the Gyro, where you just go into like this little cylinder and it spins around real fast and you get stuck to the wall?
Yes.
A kid puked on that, and it kind of shot out and turn into a little globe and spun around, and then as the ride slowed down, it came right back at him and hit him in the chest.
That's great. I thought you were going to say, I've seen videos where someone did that, then hit the person next to them, and they just keep spinning, and that person's super pissed off because they're just wearing that puke.
Yeah,
next
no, to this just, kid had to sit there looking at his ball of puke about to slap him in the chest.
He knew it was coming, ride. Too. The worst I saw on that was I saw a kid in line for that ride, and he was in line and kept saying to his dad, you know, I gotta go to the bathroom, I have to go to the bathroom. Dad's like, we're almost out of the ride. And right when they're about to get in the ride, the kid pissed his pants. Like, right when they're about to get out, his pants were, and the guy's like, dude, I'm not letting your kid out. He's like, no, he spilled something. He's like, I watched him pee. So they had to, they had to tell him to get out of the line, and the dad was yelling at his kid, see what you fucking did. That was uncomfortable. See what you did. Like, that kid was just buying all his own drinks. He was six.
Did you ever have someone just maintain eye contact with you the entire time you were on that ride?
I do that.
You do that?
Yeah, I like to fuck with people. So if I'm on a ride, I'll just continue. I won't block. I won't lock. Like, Sasha, I'm making weird now because he doesn't like eye contact. But I'll just do this the whole time. And we'll just sit there and we'll stare. I won't leave you. Don't worry. I'm still right here. And when they go down, I go like this.
I believe you.
And I get... I love that. That's my favorite. I'll do that during my sets. If I'm doing comedy and someone's not into it.
Yeah, I do that sometimes.
I'll do that and I'll just keep going and staring and telling the joke. And they're like, and then when they go, me? I'm like, I'm not talking to you, but I've made eye contact with them the whole time. Like, get over yourself. I'm not talking to you. All right, what else you got? We got another one? Another gem?
Lori Nelson says, screaming and swearing and every other loud, offensive, obnoxious behavior while waiting in long lines. Which I can imagine if you're like a parent, That could get pretty annoying. Just you're waiting in line and there's like a bunch of teenagers there cursing up a storm, talking about inappropriate shit or whatever.
I don't care when teens are doing it. Yeah. I don't care. I don't care when people are having fun. I don't like it when, like I said before, like I just said, when a parent is yelling at a kid because they're acting up in a time that is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Amusement parks sound super fun, and they would be if there was no lines. Kids are used to going, we're going to go play. It's going to be rides. Before they ever go to an amusement park in their life, that means the playground or places where there is no line, they're just jumping on and doing things. Now you're like, no, you got to wait a fucking lot. By the way, while you're waiting, here's a snow cone. Here's fucking cotton candy. Here's, you know what? Just do a line of sugar. Here's a line of sugar. Why don't you put it to your fucking veins like crack, and now I'm going to stand you in line and yell at you to be still,
get them all high
and get pissed off at you as you stand in line. And then when you go on the ride, you're like, it's going to be great. Like, well, no, it kind of, you sit And then it moved. Like, wait, so we're not gonna, I'm not gonna run this off as a child. I'm gonna sit here and it's gonna move. Then I'm gonna want to puke because you fed me shit that shouldn't be in my belly. And you're gonna get mad at me. And then I'm gonna say I'm hungry because I haven't been fed real food in a day. My body needs a touch of nourishment. Maybe a hot dog. Something. Like, no, have another fucking pretzel. Drink this Slurpee. And then we're gonna go on a ride that spins you upside down. And by the way, you're not old enough or big enough to be on it. So when the guy's not looking, you're gonna stand on my foot so you can look like you're tall enough. Then we're going to get you on it. You're going to get a neck injury that you'll never outlive, but shut the fuck up. Yeah, that makes you uncomfortable.
On the opposite end of that comment, one of my best amusement park memories was being at Busch Gardens, Virginia.
And I've been there.
There was these two black dudes wearing pajamas and lampshades on their heads, like that old joke, sitcom joke, how drunk people would do.
Right.
And they were... might as well have been recreating a Cat Williams special. Like, they were cursing up a storm, just like... it was total Def Jam style comedy, and me and my buddy Mike were sitting there just laughing our asses off for 45 minutes the whole time in line.
I love when teens are walking around being dicks. That's what they're supposed to. At an amusement park, that's one of the first times that your parents drop you off somewhere, like the movies, like that, and say, go ahead, have fun, we're back in a couple hours. You go around, some of them are high, whatever it is. They're being dopey, they're being assholes because they can get away with it, and they might get thrown out, but they don't care. It'll be fun. So, like, I don't mind that. I hate watching. I don't even care if a kid screams. It's when an adult is yelling at a kid. But when, like, I wish I was at Disney a couple weeks ago when that family fought. Like, I would want to see that.
Oh, family fights are
that
hilarious.
Family fight where they all punch. They were punching people, and the guy was punching the woman. They pushed the lady in the scooter. Like, I want to see that all day.
I don't mind people being loud in lines. I don't mind people swearing in lines. I don't even mind like listening to someone yell at their kids. But one thing that really, really got to me on Sunday was there was this dude in line for the first ride that we went on who just wanted to have a conversation, but he didn't quite know how to have a conversation, so he just kept saying the same thing over and over.
Yeah.
We were going in the Houdini ride, which at Halloween during Fright Fest is made into Midnight Mansion, and he felt the need to tell us...
What's that ride? Do they punch you in the stomach till you die? Isn't that how he really died? Too many punches to the gut.
But this dude, first off, he looked like a 45-year-old, 8-year-old. Like, he was small, but like old looking.
Nice, like Benjamin Button.
He fucking was like, this is Midnight Mansion at Fright Fest. Did you know at Fright Fest, this one's Midnight Mansion? This is Midnight Mansion when it's Fright Fest.
Ooh, I like that.
I wish that they would keep the Houdini ride going when it was Fright Fest, but then there wouldn't be Midnight Mansion.
I just go, but hey, when does this happen? Like, I would continue it the entire time.
We did.
What's the name of this again? I forget. Fuck Fest? Like, no, Fright Fest. This is the part of the podcast where Stash ignores us and reads ahead. He gets so excited about the comments that he reads ahead, doesn't listen to us at all, and he has to spoil.
I'm trying to find ones that aren't repeats.
Well,
right,
listen,
now.
Stash.
Shit on them, though.
Stash, in Fright Fest, the Houdini ride is Midnight Mansion.
But
I just want to make sure that you know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's only at Fright Fest.
It's Houdini all the other times.
But on Fright Fest,
it's Midnight Mansion.
Hmm. That's interesting.
You want to hear it again?
Not particularly.
That's
but
what he was saying. The guy did in the line the entire time when you weren't listening to us. He was in line. The guy just kept saying the same thing over and over. While you were reading ahead, what gem did you find, sir?
I found a bunch of repeats. We already touched on this, but DB says, thinking about having my arms or head ripped off by the beams whizzing by.
See, I go on a roller coaster to be afraid to die. Like, that's why it's fun.
That's the fun of it. It's it's a controlled, dangerous thing.
Right.
You know?
Like,
and you're like hoping the math pays off, but it still feels like you could die.
Like, that's why I always go for the ones that have had accidents recently.
See, my which that's weird that you do that kind of research, but I kinda like it. You're like the opposite of those people at the factory. It's been one day since our last death.
You're like the people who hear that like 97 people in New Haven OD'd because there was fentanyl in the heroin, and you're like, I gotta try that fentanyl. That's you.
I hope 93 is cool. That'll be a good time.
I'm the anti OSHA.
The older I get, the more it becomes that opposite. Where when I was younger, I trusted in people and things. I think we all did when we were younger. Like, if someone said to me, you know, a doctor said, hey, your knee's bleeding, so you might want to put gummy bears on your head. And I would tell someone, they're like, they're like, that sounds stupid. I'm like, he's a doctor. He knows. You don't know. He's a doc. I would have blind faith. Like, if the president spoke, I'd be like, the president said that, blind faith. And I was younger. So when I would go on a roller coaster, I'd get somebody like, this looks wobbly. I know they said it's the first one ever, which by that was in Connecticut. Like, it's still wood. And I'm like, people who know what they're doing made this. It's safe. But now that I'm older, I'm like, doctors don't know shit. The president doesn't know anything. No. And I'm not going on any ride because the people that wrote, made that are my age, and I'm dumb. So it's like, so that I now don't go on those things. If I hear there's any kind of death, I'm like, no, thank you. I'm not going on a death ride.
Yeah, it's best not to just leave the house.
I'll be on the luge.
No one's ever died there.
Just of boredom.
Meg Quinn says, watching my kids get off some crazy ride and hoping no weak-stomached corn dog muncher pukes on them.
Oh, yeah. You don't want puke on. You don't want someone else to puke on your kids. That's no. Not even the amusement park. Just in life.
Yeah, we were thinking about it from the getting puke on ourselves aspect. But as a parent, somebody pukes on your kid, that's almost worse because then you got to clean them and get it on yourself probably.
I'm not worried about my kids getting puked on. They're older now. They can handle themselves. What bothered me when I was younger and they were younger is that when you go to the water park once, and this is legit, you can see that there's some people without kids. Not that they're going to do anything to the kids, but they are watching kids swim. Like, they are legitimately watching young children get wet, come out of the pool, kind of like in that Fast Times at Ridgemont High scene, but they're watching a four-year-old come out and wet their hair, and the water frolics off their face. They're like, yeah. They can hear that music playing. Oh, yeah. And they're just all pedophiling it up and watching. I would stand there with a towel when they pop out. I'm like, no, wrap them and run them. Like, I would be like Kevin Costner and they're Whitney Houston. I would bodyguard the fuck them out of there. People are there for a show. They paid a cover. Like, they're there. That pedophile's loving amusement park. That's where you can pay to get in. You can just watch all day. You can see kids piss themselves. You can see them get wet. You can see them get hurt. You can see them cry. Every emotion you need as a pedophile is right there in that park.
There's something for everybody.
I hope this doesn't become the number one podcast for pedophiles. Like, this guy knows what he's talking about. He's hitting all the points.
Hope this podcast doesn't create pedophiles.
I just talked.
Hey, wait a second. I didn't think of that.
Wow, that place is great.
Fuck. Mike Flod says.
Mike Flod, that's the guy who operates the bull.
Yeah, he says something that I take issue with. He says the shitty kids and the shitty parents, they can't wrangle them in. And it's like, you're a grown-up, dude. That place is for kids to run around and have fun. And like you were saying before, their parents feed them full of sugar and stuff. So if they can't control themselves 100%, that's their time. You're encroaching on their territory. So it's your job to deal with it.
Most of the time. But it depends on what he's talking about. Like, listen, if I'm standing in line minding my business and there's a kid between my fucking legs because he's like, I'm going to start crawling through everyone like an asshole because the father's like, whatever, I'm looking at my phone. Or the father is ignoring them because there's this 18-year-old girl who's like lifeguarding the water park and he's staring at her all fucking day. And the mom is fucking texting the guy she's fucking on the side. And the four kids are just running through the line. And they're like, just stay close. And then I'm standing there and all of a sudden I feel like a head burrow between my legs. He's like, are you my dad? I'm like, get the fuck out of here. That one, control your kids in the line. But yeah, once if someone's upset because when you're walking through the pathways, you're just trying to get to the next thing, and a kid bumps you or a kid's yelling, yeah, you're right. That's their time to shine. Yeah. That's their Goonies. And if it's our time. It's our time down here.
If a kid does start running through your legs, I don't have any kids, so maybe this isn't polite, but couldn't you just nudge them with your foot towards their parents?
The last thing you can do with a kid between your legs is nudge. That is a rule. Pedophiles, I'm helping you. Know what you can't say to them? Pardon me, can I put my penis inside your beef? Definitely can't. I don't have beef.
And then to make it clear that I'm not shitting on poor Mike, he also says everything about the water park, which I agree with wholeheartedly.
If you disagree, that isn't shitting on someone. You're allowed to disagree.
True.
These people don't even listen. They just comment. They just like the comment. We don't have as many listeners as I have comments. Every week. We get like 50 comments and we get like 13 listens.
Yeah. And then Falati has another one that I never thought about before, but he says, Ride operators hourly paid not matching the amount of fucks they need to give to make sure I live another day not paralyzed from the waist up.
Listen,
he referenced your joke in it.
He knows. But I don't, you know what, honestly, though, I don't think he's seen my bit. He hasn't seen me perform in a while. That might just be him.
He put it in quotes, so I'm pretty sure he's quoting you.
Okay, so he's right in a way, but if you think about it, every job is that way.
Yeah.
Every job. No one's getting paid enough to give a fuck about us because we don't anymore.
No, I was looking into becoming an EMT, and then I found out they make pretty much as I'm making now, which is not a lot, and it's like, these are people that have to save lives. What are you doing?
Kind of. They're like the Uber to your life safe.
Well, they have to keep you alive on a ride to the hospital to the real lifesavers.
Listen, you've driven me to a show. You've kept me alive.
Yeah, if you also weren't in cardiac arrest, we might not have made that show.
We've had some rides back from Joker's Wild back in the day where I think I was in cardiac arrest.
Might have been close. Yeah,
it was my birthday that time. I was dying. I woke up here and said, how did I even get home? And I asked you, like, I don't remember bringing you home.
I don't know how you even drink a bottle of that McCormick's Well whiskey. We were both still drinking.
It was a bottle of McCormick's whiskey, which a case of it cost $6, and there was 12 in there, so that shouldn't be a thing. We each had a bottle, a full bottle, and a straw. And just drank McCormick's out of this plastic straw in a fucking full bottle. Anyway, that's a ride. Yeah, you know what? That makes me uncomfortable. People that are super drunk at the resort. I get high. I'm saying I understand high.
I understand
the
high, 100%.
That makes sense. The snacks are better. The rides are fun. Your mind's open. It's fun. Having a beer or two is fine. Drunk as fuck because the sun's
just gonna get
down.
Nauseous.
You're going to get nauseous, dehydrated, and you're going to get real cranky at the end. You might have fun for a little while, but you don't want to be drunk going fast. That's not a thing because then you become like a problem, and then people want to fight. And fights are fun. We were joking saying fights are fun. But you don't want to fight someone in an amusement park. You don't want to get thrown out of an amusement park. That's not a good
Never time. Invite yeah, a no. day drinker to an amusement park. That's a good
You shouldn't
rule.
Invite day drinkers most places. Because you're infringing on their day drinking time.
I'll see you on...
It's inconsiderate to the day drinkers.
On St. Patty's Day, where you have your time to shine.
I'll see you at 8 p.m. when your shift's over. As a day drinker.
I got to go to sleep soon. Better stop drinking.
I got a big day of drinking in the a.m. Andrew, do you have any more?
Let's see.
I got a lot of repeats.
How are you stopping anymore?
Aaron Collins says bats, which I don't know. Bats. I've never
Baseball,
encountered a
flying?
Bat.
Oh, the,
I guess
the,
that's
the,
up
the,
for
the,
us.
The inflatable bats, like those little toys you get when people are starting running around.
Yeah, we can go with that.
Why not? Because, you know, well, that's the other thing, too. The prizes suck, and they're huge, and it may, as a father, it became super uncomfortable. I don't mind winning a kid a prize, but, like, I would try to say, I would try not to even walk down the fucking carny lane until the very end, because we're leaving. I'll go, then you go win a prize, because then I'll bring it to the car. But if not, there's nowhere to put that. Like, the people that operate the rides don't want to watch your shit, and you've got a giant inflatable SpongeBob, you got a huge, like, mallet, you got all these dumb, you got a Tasmanian devil, you have a framed picture of Johnny Cash, you have no idea why you won that. I've won two of those in my life. It's just Johnny Cash. And not the good picture of him being high, eating cake in a bush, just the one where he's in prison. Not the good pick that everybody wants. Yeah, that's the bat. I don't know if he means. I don't know. He must. Collins is a weird dude. I like Aaron a lot, but there must be some inside story thing with bat. I don't fucking know. Bats make me uncomfortable anywhere, at amusement parks or just in a cave or anywhere I am. Bats make me uncomfortable.
James Gilby says everyone is screaming despite there being no immediate danger.
Yes, that's a weird. I've gotten into that in the last couple of years where when people make noises or anything, like I live next door, both sides there's families of kids, and when one of them there's a pool over there. And the second the kid goes into the pool, it's like, ah, like kids do that. And I'm like, I don't have a moment in my life where I don't have, that without being scared, where I just walk by and I'm in a good mood and I'm like, woo! Like, I don't just do that. But at amusement parks, there are people. Now, I do a joke.
That's
one, like,
the good thing about rides, dude. You get to, it's the only place where it's like socially acceptable to.
I don't think he means the ride. Because on a ride, like you were saying, the fun of it is the kind of danger. Like, your body's going through this whole thing. Like, you know it's fun, and you know you're safe.
Like, your brain
your body
knows
is
you're
trying
safe.
To defend itself.
Exactly.
And going, I think he's talking about just people
just
walking
around.
Just
like walking around.
just fucking scream, "Amusement park!" Just fucking yelling.
Grow up, Ric Flair.
Yeah. That's, by the way, that would be a great, like Broadway play. Grow up, Ric Flair.
I think that's a great t-shirt.
His father, like, John, you know, like Harold Flair is yelling at him all the time, "Stop wearing robes and talking about your space mountain." Woo! I'm not growing up, Dad. Grow up, Ric Flair.
Ric Flair goes to Neverland.
I would like not Michael Jackson. Yeah, even Michael Jackson.
I'm sure he's been
Peter
there.
Pan.
Oh. That's how Charlotte grew up right there. So, we got any other gems?
David DeFranco says the trash, which I got to say, if it wasn't for trash, there would be no one either operating the rides or going on them.
Oh, he means white trash? I thought he meant trash.
That's what I'm assuming.
Because the garbage is never emptied. You could go there at 9 a.m. and want to throw something in, and the garbage is already full. See, and you're always balancing paper plates and like hot dog wrappers on top of them. Like, it is,
yes.
Like, and it's always falling off in the bathroom,
Jenga.
Too.
It's
all the paper
Jenga.
Towels are like the great and powerful trash heap, and they're all just pouring out. It's not good.
We went with garbage. Stash was just like, "Yeah, you're right, man. People are garbage."
It's like, you're like, "Yeah, I like the trash. I like the people that are awful." I want to see the world through your eyes more. I like that. I he might have meant that, but I think he would have said, "Oh, you know what? He can't say white trash."
No, it gets automatically
Facebook,
flagged on
yeah,
his Facebook.
You get flagged now. I got yep. I got in trouble for being racist because I said white trash. I'm like, well, I'm white trash.
That's like one step away from black people not being allowed to say the N-word on Facebook, which would be a terrible tragedy.
I'd be okay with it. But anyway, let's move on.
It punctuates some of my favorite comedy. Carla Adrian says, "My insane fear of heights and motion sickness." It sounds like that's no place for you.
Yeah, it shouldn't be there at all. You should just ride the tram on the way in. That's
yeah,
about it.
That's more
that's
your
speed. Ride. Or that little kid train. You know that train where an adult man has to be a caboose, a conductor, and he has to wear a dumb
yes.
hat, and he has to sit on that thing, and he's not even in it. He's sitting on it. He's straddling a train because it's so small.
I mean, if we're training pedophiles on this podcast, go get that job.
First of all, no one said we were training pedophiles.
You were literally training pedophiles before.
Though you said that, training pedophiles, all I thought was, what a great pun by Stosh, because he's talking about being on a train and he's pedophiles. I was like, wow, that is great.
It put the image in my head of like a boot camp for pedophiles where they're doing like suicide sprints, but each time they get to a line, they got to offer somebody some candy.
And at the end, you got to stay away from the caboose.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do. Just leave the kid's caboose alone. Training pedophile. Do you think they talk to each other enough where they're like, "Hey, you know what you should listen to?" Discomforted.
If there's a spike in listeners.
If there was a name of a hotel that pedophiles should go to, it is the Discomfort Inn. It is the perfect name.
Damn, dude.
God damn, we found our audience. Fuck.
Oh, it's the audience we cultivated. We're just going to have to deal with it. We'll have to put on all over 18 shows.
You play
it's
the
not
hand
the
you
show
dealt.
You want. It's the show you deserve.
Yeah.
Any more fun gems by anybody?
Mine's done.
Kevin M. Quigley says, "Hiding my bag in a bush because I sure as shit ain't paying for a locker." That just sounds cheap as hell, dude. Just turn in a Coca-Cola can, get a discount on your tickets, and use the remainder to pay for that locker.
Well, you have some fun Groupon tricks, like an old lady. I like that. You have the coupons. But he's hiding his shit in a bush. I don't remember any free bush. Like, there's not a lot of bushes going around. Where is he going to the amusement park? Where's the bush?
There's usually a little bit of shrubbery, but I'd
yeah,
still
but that's
be...
like, and they planted that there, and there's like usually people around it. Like, you're gonna be seen going to the bush. People don't go
I'll
to
tell
the
you this,
bush.
If you put your bag in a bush at an amusement park, somebody is going to call us to see something, say something, people, and they're going
to think
you're
not me. I'm going to go through your bag, and I want you to prove me wrong. You're like, "Wait, that's my bag. Really? I'm holding it."
If one employee
why
sees
you... Why put my bag
you,
in a bush? Why the fuck you put your bag in a bush?
If one employee sees you, you're going to have to go into a little room and answer some questions.
Yeah. What's in your bag?
Exactly.
What are you hiding? Why can't you keep your bag? I understand what he's saying. He doesn't want to put it in the locker? Then why are you bringing shit in?
Yeah,
your
leave it in your
clothes?
Car then.
I thought the locker was really for the swimming part.
Well, they have them on like
maybe
the roller coasters. To put,
oh, yeah,
like,
you can put it in there too. Okay.
In there too.
No, I was saying the swimming part would mean that he's putting all his valuables in a bag, like his wallet and shit. Because you're not swimming with your wallet.
And just hiding
in
it in
bush.
A bush. That's not very secure.
That makes me uncomfortable. Your ability to think, Kevin M. Quigley. That's. Don't. A bush is not your locker. I want to know where he keeps. He's like, I also hate refrigerators. I keep all my food inside a tree. I just put it there and hope for the best.
I just bury some ice in the backyard with all my eggs.
I'm not spending the extra couple $100 on a refrigerator. Fuck that. I'm using a tree and a rope so bears can't get it.
I don't want to pay rent. I got a tent.
I'm not buying a tent. I'm sleeping in a bush. Yeah. You and your tent money. Fuck you.
This guy's cutting corners in the wrong way, man.
Yeah, you know what? If you're that cheap, don't go to the amusement park.
And you're always spending $50 to walk in the door.
Just to get in the door and pay for parking. Like, you don't tap out on your way in.
That's another thing that makes me uncomfortable, actually, is the fucking the fast passes that you can buy. Because we were talking about waiting in line and like how the kids are really impatient and they now have to sit still for 45 minutes. And then they see some douchebag with his shitty kid come up to the front of the line and he's just like, oh, I can afford to spend an extra $30 per ticket today. So fuck you. Right. Like, and they all get on in front of everybody else. And that's bullshit.
I love it. Good. That's what they're supposed to do. That's the American way. There are people better than you. And they're showing you. Because if everyone's in line the same, then you start learning, like, well, we're all equals. And that's what we've become now in 2019. The world needs fast passes. There are people better than us. And they should be able to walk by with their kid and give us the finger and go, fuck you. I'm going to ride the ride 4 times. And I don't even like the ride. Yeah. I'm just going to do it. And every time I'm going to pretend like it's fun and look at you. And then when you get on, you're like, that wasn't fun. Like, I know, dick. I just went on there because I got an easy pass because my dad cheated on my mom. And now he has to make me feel good.
I like the fast pass. I don't think I would go to an amusement park if it didn't have a fast pass. I don't have the patience for those lines without that.
If you want to save on a fast pass, my friend, a very funny comic, Mike Hanley, does a great joke about this. But all you have to do is lose your kid for a while. If you lose your kid for a while, and then you got to find the kid. Then you find the kid. They will find the kid's crying. They'll give you and the entire family easy passes because they want to make you happy and not be upset about your time when you win. So just bring a kid that's not yours.
Save more money in
maybe
the long run if
you
don't find
somebody else. And
maybe not snatch. Maybe we got to get away from this more. Talk to your neighbor and see if Junior should come with us.
Here's
and
an idea.
Bring Junior and lose Junior.
Find another family with kids. You swap two of the kids and then go bring them up to the people and be like, hey, I found this kid.
Oh, they're in on it.
Yes.
So you didn't
the
say
other
that.
Family's in on
you
it, too.
You just said swap a kid, and I thought you were once again stealing
so
children.
So you both go report that you found these wandering kids, and then both your families get the passes.
Unfortunately, it doesn't work if you find them. It's not your own finder's fee. A park attendant or someone
not
there
giving them back without a flash pass.
No, but what if you bring that kid to a park attendant and be like, yo, I found this thing wandering around. I don't know what it is or who it belongs to.
You know what? The hardest part will be by doing it with people you know. Because the kid isn't a good actor usually.
Yeah, that's
so the
true.
Kid's gonna be like, "Yeah, I don't know Steve at all." No,
you got to find somebody in the parking lot and make plans.
You've got to just lose your kid. So that's all you got to do. That'll be a story. You'll be fine, but you'll get the passes.
You save way more money if you don't find them, though.
In the long run.
In the long run.
In the short term, because people want you to find the kid, you've got to make flyers. You've got to get out there. You've got to find that fucking kid.
Because people want you to.
Yeah.
It's just to keep up appearances.
I'm not sure how much it costs to get a picture on a milk carton, but I'm sure that industry still they charge. That's free, I don't think. But anything else, Dash?
Nick Michaud says, diapers in the splash pad.
That's a good point. Kids in that water part there, every kid's pooping and peeing.
Yeah.
We know that. Adults are doing it too. We know that. I don't know why I'm okay with an adult peeing. I know there's a filter system. It happens everywhere you swim. Any pool, any place, someone's peeing. You're going to be okay. We've all swam in worse. You go in an ocean, you're swimming in all the fishes pee. Everything is there anyway. But when you let your kid go in there when they've already got shit in their pants, because listen, I understand. Most people are like, well, no, I changed my child into the waterproof diaper. Fuck you. You're lazy. You're at a park. You're not a good parent. Your kid, you're changing them, but you don't know when they shit. Just because they just put it on. Kids don't know it's fresh pants.
Yeah.
They just shit. They don't know diapers are there.
This
they're
is
just
specifically
shitting. Right.
The splash pad, which is that thing. It's just like ground where water shoots up on and they run around
like
idiots.
No, that's what I'm saying. So therefore, they change the kid into the thing and they let him sit there. And then that kid, I've seen this happen. the kid will dance around and be in the diaper, and the diaper will get super wet because of the water in the splash pad. And I've watched parents literally pull the wet-soaked diaper off and then leave it. And then leave with the free-balling kid, and now you're stepping in squish, whatever, because they think no one's looking. They're like, you'll pull it and then like kick it.
There's always someone looking at an amusement park. Like that should stop the pedophile training that we did earlier.
No, they sniff it. They sniff it. They're like, oh, it's just water. Fuck. There's no kid wet in there. Any other treats?
This looks like all reruns. Rodney Norman says organized fun.
Rodney loves fun. He's a Mormon. They love organized fun.
Yeah, I would have thought that was right up his alley. When Steve Kierstead says, when a bolt from the car in front of you on the roller coaster comes off and hits you in the forehead, which sounds like that comes from experience.
Yeah, well,
that's
also,
too specific.
That's not uncomfortable. That's a nightmare.
Yeah, that's straight up scary. Yeah, hell, dude.
If a bolt flew off, first of all, I don't care if it hits me in the forehead or just fall. It doesn't need to hit me for me to be scared now. A bolt came off. A bolt came off. He's awkward. Yeah. Oh, man, that makes me feel a little peculiar.
I have no idea how to handle this.
I don't know if I should be able to talk to someone about this. I don't want to say anything. That made me uncomfortable. You know what makes me uncomfortable at amusement park? When I think something is wrong, but I think I should say something. Like, I don't know rides, but there's been times I've been on a ride going, there's something wrong. A ride shouldn't shake like that. My knee shouldn't still hurt. But I'm like, if I go up to them, they're going to think I'm some dork. So I don't tell people. And then you find out someone died. And you're like, oh, maybe that guy who got hurt earlier told us.
Yeah.
You know what else I don't like? Dudes with shirts off at the amusement park. I know you're outside and I know there's water, but if you're not at the water part, wear your shirt. I'm guessing you went shirtless.
Yeah, no, that should go for everywhere.
Yeah, you don't need to be shirtless.
People should have
shirts on. Because you're
going
to go on a ride and you're going to sweat, and your back sweats on that fucking weird leather that's on the seats that you're on. And now I'm gonna sit there and get in your goo.
Plus, almost no one is as hot as they think they are.
No one. And even if you are, I don't need to be reminded of your sexiness. I'm just trying to have a good time. I don't need to know. I need to think better about myself. Why are you there? You're too hot for an amusement park. That's for sloths. That's just supposed to be there. Girthy, gross sloths. Not some that are so strong like Stosh, but the ones that are a little less strong.
Yeah.
I'm going to call you strong from now on. You're so strong.
It's like you're brolic, man. You're too brolic. Just some hood guy trying to be polite.
Take it easy, Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. That haunts me to this day, dude. That was like 20 years ago. I was there with a girl.
Did she go on without you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That wasn't going to work out. That's when you find out. And she's like, no, I'll stay with you, Stashi. She's like, nah, I'll see you later there. Why don't you go to the gym and hit another set?
Yeah, that's when I knew nothing was going to happen, you know?
Yeah, do another rep, fatty. All right, anything else?
No, that's it.
All right. Anything else you guys think of that makes you uncomfortable at an amusement park?
No, I think we covered it.
I think we did.
To me, the only other thing I would say is the prices. I think that, yes, I understand that they already got you inside and they can charge whatever they want. But that is ridiculous because people don't go as often. I would go more. It's all the last thing you want to do when you have kids or go with someone else is, I was joking before, but tap out at some point. You get fired up at the beginning. You get there. You're like, oh, it's probably going to cost me like $20 to get in. Maybe like we chip in for parking. And then you like the amount you spend to get in and park is double what you thought at the beginning. You're like, wait a minute. I don't want to tap in the money I need for the week to just to have fun. And then everyone's like, let's go eat first. Let's go eat. And you go there and it's like a hot dog is like $12. And you're like, what the fuck? And like, I don't even really want that. I want this. And you're like, then the worst part is you spend that money right there. And then you walk around later and find out there's like this hidden gem area that's got better food, and you're like, fuck, I already ate and I spent money. Yeah. And then you're going and like you want to go do like one of the basketball shoot things because you're remembering when you're in high school you can shoot a hoop and you're like, maybe I could do something here, and you're spending dumb money on that. And then you walk around again, you're like, oh, there's frozen lemonade. I like lemonade and I like frozen things. Let me have that thing. And it's gross. It's not a good time. Even though they say it's fresh lemons, I don't see a lemon anywhere in any garbage cans anywhere. And then you're walking around more, and then you're like, maybe I want to buy a hat that says Great Adventure on it. I don't know. Maybe I need that in my life. Put that on. And then they charge you like, hey, I want to see what I look like scared. Oh, yeah, it's $30 for a picture of you being scared. Well, that's great. And you're, at the end of the day, you spent all this money. You can't afford gas on the way fucking home. Cut the prices down. People will buy more shit. See, have a buffet at the amusement park.
That would be awesome.
Awesome.
One of the things that I'm happy.
And gross, because people would be like crazy.
Being a guy with no kids, like it'll cost me $100 to $150 to go have a day there, and I could put that aside.
By yourself. I feel like, yes, if you go with kids, you're spending
like
money.
If I had kids, I would try to hide even the existence of amusement parks from them. And if they found out they existed, I would tell them it's a myth. Like, I would never. The amount it would cost to take a couple of kids there, dude, I would never do that in a million years.
Somebody does the, was it Mulaney? I know he does one about his dad not going to bring him down, but somebody does a bit, yes, where they brought him to amusement park and he let him look through the fence. And
that's just scary.
He just let him sit there and go, check it out. And I forget, maybe it's Yamanika. It might be Yamanika. But yeah, the Mulaney one too. But besides that, Andrew, this will be coming out later on today. So if you have anything you want to push, can they follow you anywhere?
You can follow me on Facebook. It's Andrew Oboy Carlstrom. I can't even say my own name. Andrew Oboy Carlstrom on Facebook. Maybe I do need to ditch that.
No, it rolls off your tongue.
And I'm going to be at the Cellar on Treadwell in Hamden tomorrow night at 9 doing a comedy contest hosted by Bree Hiltz.
Oh, in Hamden, Connecticut. Go say I had a Brie, freshly popped out a baby, and now hosting shows.
That's at my former venue where Roomies was before they changed ownership.
Oh, so the old...
the Space.
It used to be the Space.
I've been there. Stosh.
StoshMakita.com.
You're going to change that website to Penis Beef?
Penis Beef Madam.
.org.
Yes. .gov.
Like citysteam.biz. Like, what the fuck's biz?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I want penis beef biz.
You can get dot sexy. I don't know if it's still up, but comedian Nick Mullen at one point bought the website childporn.sexy and made it a blog about model trains, and the whole preamble was like, hey guys, I really love model trains. This was just the only website domain I could afford. Please stop sending me threatening emails. It was so goddamn funny.
Oh, that's great.
Great bit.
And that's it, just pushing that?
Yep.
Okay. So I've got paddles.com. I got this weekend. Saturday, I'm in Manchester, New Hampshire, Headliners Comedy Club. Sunday, I'm at Comics Mohegan Sun, host, or Comics Roadhouse, whatever it's called now, hosting Last Comic Standing. Please follow and subscribe and everything to this podcast on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, or whatever the fuck it is now, at Discomfort Inn. Discomfort Inn. Also do that on Twitter. Follow us on all fucking social media things like there. Please let us know. Anytime you see us commenting on stuff, if you want to come on like Andrew did and you have an idea, but you got to be funny. Andrew was good. Don't be adult. Like, be an adult. We don't want any children on there. We want some children on. But don't be a boring fucking person. Don't be like Stosh at the beginning of a show. Be like Stosh in the middle and end of a show where he's on fire and killing it and telling fun stories about porn sites. So, child porn sites. But not the beginning where he's just like, hey, you know, don't be that the whole way through. But if you're somebody that wants to be on, just hit us up and you can definitely come on. We thank you for staying at the Discomfort Inn.
By the way,
go ahead.
At Fright Fest, the Houdini ride is Midnight Mansion.
But I don't know if you know this.